You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Fabulous. I'm so excited today.
I said, this is a fun show.
I know, right?
Yay.
We have today with us Leslie Absher with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington. It is still of Bloomington, right?
It is. Yes. It's Bloomington still.
I get sometimes, I mean, I shouldn't, but I always get a little confused because
yes,
it's,
you should
it's
know.
Not just in Bloomington.
Correct. No.
We're
in Ellettsville,
too. So I always want to say Monroe County, but I'm sorry.
Maybe a later date.
Yes, at some point.
We're taking over the state of Indiana.
We are.
So Leslie is here, actually. The reason I'm excited is because she is here to talk about a new event.
Yes.
This year.
A very cool event.
Smart Girls, Strong Women.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that and why.
Yes.
Yeah, so, the why.
I like the why.
Yeah, so for a long time, many of you know the Boys and Girls Club has been around since 1956 in this community, and it was the Boys Club.
Yes.
The Boys Club of Bloomington for a very long time. And it was the Boys Club. There were men involved. There were
there
men volunteers.
There was the lots
of boys.
Yeah, it was all boys programming. And in 1992, it became the Boys and Girls Club. And programming expanded. And now we're about 50% girls and 50% boys that we serve throughout the year. So we've come a long way. We started with this male mentoring program. Many of you have been to the Man Up to Make a Difference event. That was to support our programs for male mentoring. We realized that people didn't know that we did that and that we were having trouble finding volunteers for that program. And so we kicked off that fundraiser to kind of raise awareness, but also to raise funds for the programming. And that has skyrocketed.
Yes, it has.
The event raised about $100,000 this year. The biggest.
Awesome.
Yeah, the biggest gross we've ever had. So
thank you, Coach Green.
Yes, absolutely. That was all about Tom Green.
Yeah, really big shout out.
All about Tom Green. Yeah, Coach did a great job at that event. And so we're really excited about where that event has gone. And we thought, well, this is silly. Why don't we have this kind of event that supports our programs for young women as well? So we have a similar program called Smart Girls, hence the name of the event.
Yep.
And it is women mentoring young women. So it's preteens and teens. They talk about body image. They talk about respect. They talk about healthy relationships. Yep. They talk about all kinds of things that young girls deal with nowadays, gossip and productive communication, which is something all teens deal with and maybe adults as well. But we focus on it for young girls. And so,
peer pressure.
Yes, peer pressure, all of those kinds of things. And it's women, successful women, who come in and teach these classes and talk to girls and allow them to have open and honest, candid conversation about what they're feeling, what's going on, things they would talk to their mom about, but they should be talking to their mom about. And so we bring in someone else's mom and let them talk to them. Sometimes that works a little better. So this fundraiser is specifically to support those programs. We have lots of girls in those programs at all of our clubs, anywhere between about 20 and 40 girls that go through those programs every semester. So it's a big
deal.
And so we really could use some funding for this program. We want to get awareness out about this program as well. And Smart Girls, Strong Women is the name we came up with for our first year of the event. So we are very excited. People have been asking us about this for a long time. Where's your equivalent event for women?
Yes, and why do we have this?
Yes, and so now we do. So everyone who's asked that question, you should buy tickets and come to this event and join us because we are really excited about this event this year.
Yeah, it was funny because when this event finally happened, I think you've been doing the Man Up event for probably 5 years now?
Six years.
This was our 6 year. And I remember the very first year, it was only men were invited.
Yes.
Right,
I mean,
it was just men.
And I remember even saying to my husband, I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
what happens if the women come, you know? Well, and then eventually women started trickling in.
Yes.
And this year, a lot of women were there.
Yep.
So I think that's awesome. But I think it's even better, though, that now that the girls have their own event, Girl
Absolutely,
Power.
Absolutely, yes. And it is open to everyone. So certainly men are invited to this event as well. A lot of women are coming at getting a bunch of girlfriends together and coming and having a women's table. There's also a lot of women that are bringing their daughters. So if you've got a daughter that's a preteen or a teenager, this is a really great event for them. Also an adult daughter.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that bring their adult children with them to this event. It's a good experience to go to together.
I think it's a good multi-generational. You could have your grandparents, your parents, and you.
Certainly.
Or your children, if
and
you're
you just
fill
the table. Look how
fast
that
exactly.
was.
Yeah, exactly. Done.
Well, and actually, that's the panel reflects that. So we're having a panel at this event, like we did with Man Up. It went so well this year at Man Up. We'd never done that before. That we really thought, let's kick this off and have a panel of women. So we have Mae Cassidy, who has been in her industry for a very long time. She was the first female electrician in the state of Indiana. So Mae is a trailblazer. So we are really excited to have Mae on the panel. She's going to be a wealth of knowledge and information.
And she's got some great stories.
Certainly.
Well, think about everything she's done in her own industry and what she's seen over the years.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Just amazing.
So she's going to be really great. And we're also going to have Lori Burns McRobbie, who will be there. She's also got a very interesting story, a lot of experiences in her life that she will share with all of us. And then Joni Crean, Tom Crean. Actually, the whole Crean family has really bought into what the Boys and Girls Club does.
Absolutely.
They're very strong supporters of ours. And so Joni really wanted to be a part of this event as well. So she was our first panelist, actually. She was so excited to help us get other panelists as well. And she's been a big help through the whole event. So Joni will be there. And then if we're talking about multi-generational, we have actually one of our club members who is going to be on the panel. Gracie Turner is our Youth of the Year this year. Every year we do a Youth of the Year, and it's a big awards program for the club. She is a teenager, and she's going to be part of this panel, and she is so excited to sit on the panel with people like Joni Crean and Lori Burns McRobbie and Mae Cassidy. I mean, how cool is that?
I would be pretty excited myself just to sit up there. And
absolutely.
I'm not a teenager.
Yes.
I know.
So it's a really good experience for her, too, because she'll get to mingle with those women as well and hopefully continue relationships with them afterwards. So we're excited to hear her perspective, too. She'll have a much different perspective than the other women on the panel do, too. So
And I would love to hear, I mean, how she reflects on what they have to say. I mean, the topics that come up on...
So Sherry Dunbar Cruzan is the moderator. So she will she'll be a part of that kind of getting Gracie to comment on what the other women have said and that kind of thing, seeing how they can kind of play off each other as the group. So Sherry's really excited for that. And then Jenny Vaughn is our MC and auctioneer. So Jenny Vaughn will have a ton of fun with the live auction as our auctioneer. She's going to be the perfect auctioneer.
She will call you out. Just wait.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she will.
Jenny's going to have a lot of
her event. And I was teasing her about it. And I think she teased me right back.
Oh, she will.
And I thought, oh, I'm going to be in trouble.
You are.
So tell us when the event is.
Oh, my gosh.
It is coming up. It is December 1st. It's a Thursday evening. We like to do these on a Thursday evening. So if you are bringing children with you or bringing people with you, you can get them home at a reasonable hour. It's not a long evening event. It's from 6 to 8, so it's just a two-hour event, and we will feed you a full meal. All of the catering will be done by women-owned businesses in Bloomington.
That's fun.
I didn't realize that. That's really cool.
Yes, we have a couple of different caterers doing things, and it's all women-owned businesses, so that'll be great. So you get a full meal and dessert. And so it'll be from, like I said, 6 to 8. The buffet line opens at 5:45. If you want to come like right after work, that's fine. It's a very casual event. It's not necessarily one where you have to get a cocktail dress on and come. You can come straight from work. People will be there in jeans and t-shirts. I mean, all of that is fine. It's we just want to make it open to everybody and accessible to everybody who wants to come. So,
and it's at the Lincoln Street Club.
It is. It's at the Lincoln Street Club. It's important to know that the Lincoln Street Club is open. There is construction fence all around that Lincoln Street Club. So a lot of people have asked, have we closed? But we are working on renovating, restoring that building to its former glory. So we're redoing the limestone porch and the front facade of the bricks and doing some historical renovation to the building. So that is the location. Everybody will be coming in that side door. We'll have signage and people to greet you. But the club is open, and that is where it will be, is the Lincoln Street Boys and Girls Club.
Upstairs in the gymnasium.
Upstairs. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about smart girls, strong women, and how you can be a part of it.